So yesterday was an introduction to the Gemara that we're going to learn today. So let's start again. The last 20 lines on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph after the two dots. So the Gemara says, Tfilas HaMincha, Amalei Rav Chizda LeRav Yitzchok. One rabbi asked the other, Hasam, with respect to Shachris, Amar Rav Kahana Halacha K'Rab Yudah HaLutam B'Pechirta Kavasei. The Mishnah in Adias says like Rav Yudah. So that's why we pass on like Rav Yudah. Can only daven Shachris until Sof Dalet Shoes. A lot of people daven Shachris after. So the Keset Mishnah learns in the Rambam, simple reading of Rambam, that's Betoris Tashlumin. Wow. You always have to daven Tefillah Bizmana first. That's if there is a Tefillah Bizmana. But if there is no Tefillah Bizmana, then you daven a Tashlumin. So after Dalet Shoes, they have Sof Zman Tefillah. So if he made up his mind in advance, he's going to daven at the late minyan. So then he missed his chance. He was bemazed. He didn't daven shachris before dalet shos. There's no tashlumin. And if he woke up late, and that's why he didn't daven bizman. So then there's a din of tashlumin. And in this case, you don't need the tashlumin to come davke after the tefillah bizman. There is no tefillah bizman. And even though the Rambam says you can daven shachris until chatzos, it really means half an hour after Chatzos, because he can't daven mincha till half an hour after Chatzos. Not only till after Dalet Shoes, until Chatzos, till a half an hour after Chatzos also. You can daven the Tashlum, and even though you're not saying first that Tefillah Bizmana. It's a big Chiddush. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. So we said, we paskan, Halachik Rabbi Yudah HaLisam B'Bechir Tekavosei, because the Mishnah Nedi says like that. Shalas Hochamai, what about with respect to Mincha? So who asked whom? Rav Chizda asked Rav Yitzchok, Ishtik v'lo'amalev l'amir. He didn't know what to say. Rav Chizda is the one who asked Rav Yitzchok. So he said, let's analyze. Nechse anan. Let's analyze what seems to be the Psak HaMekubal. The practice was, Rav Matzlu Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Rav had the practice of often davening, maybe every single week. He would always daven Ma'ariv for Leil Shabbos before the sunset, Mibod Yom, Rab Matzli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos said after Kiddushto, and according the Gemara is going to explain later. According to the Rambam, there is no institution of Masif and Mechal Hakadosh at all. Only on Yom Kippur. So what is he davening Ma'ariv after Kiddushto? It's not Shabbos. It's Devashkarim. The answer is you can say Tefillah Shabbos. Somach leknesis haShabbos, just like you can say Havdalah before Shabbos is over. That's on Aleph Beis. Rabbi Yoshia would daven. Tosis says if there would be a big Shas Hatchak, that Tosis seems to assume. So only Shal Matzoi Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Tosis on Chav Zayin Aleph Beis. If there's a big Shas Hatchak, otherwise, once you said Havdalah, you kill the possibility of making Tosefer Shabbos. Tosis does believe in Tosefer Shabbos. And just because you daven Ma'ariv without the Chanan Torah Shabbos doesn't terminate Shabbos. Shabbos still goes till the end of Tzeis Kehomi. That's all. Once you already said Havdalah, it doesn't terminate Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos, but it terminates the possibility of making Tosefer Shabbos. That's what it seems. That's what the Tzlach asked on Tosefer. Just because it's a din, you're supposed to be Masi Mechal HaKadosh. So Masi Mechal HaKadosh, therefore what? So you see from Tosefer, they're assuming once you said Havdalah, you can't make any Tosefer Shabbos. So just like you can say, you can be Yotze Havdalah, Somach Litzias HaShabbos. Shabbos not over yet, so too you can recite Kiddush, even though Shabbos didn't enter yet. Somach Leknisis HaShabbos. That's the Rambam Sheet. And the other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, you can only recite Kiddush on Shabbos. So if you're davening Rab Tzodesh Hal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, the Gemara said they made a takon, you have to say Kiddush B'Tvila and Kiddush Al Ayayim, Kiddush Al Akos. So the Kiddush B'Tvila is the first Kiddush, that's the Kiddush D'Araisa. A different opinion. The Gemara's Loshen and Arvi Psochem is Zacharis Yom Shabbos L'Kacha, Zacharehu Al Ayayim. So a whole group of Rishonim earlier, Balei HaTosa, were of the opinion that Kiddush Al Ayayim is D'Araisa. They held it's D'Araisa. They read the Gemara in Nozir, the beginning of Nozir. The Gemara says that a nozer is not allowed to drink wine, but yain shel kiddush v'avdolah they're allowed to drink. Only other wine they're not. Yain shel kiddush v'avdolah is different. It's a din d'oraisa kiddush al yain. The Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. No, the Gemara is supposed to be read b'tmiya. You mean to say you think a Nazir is allowed to drink wine? Shal Kiddush Avdo. That's ridiculous. But the earlier Bali Atos read the Gemara ben Yechusa that the Nazir is permitted to drink Yain Shal Kiddush Yain Shal Avdo. That's a there's a din. It's a concept in Atar Bracha La Yain Bracha La Kos. Yeah. So we in Shulchan Aruch the Magen Ram says we don't pass like that. We pass like the Rambam. Only Kiddush B'dvarim is the Raisa. Kiddush Aliyayin is only the Rabbam. But the other Rishonim hold not like the Rambam. Both Kiddush. Kiddush B'tvil and the Kiddush Aliyayin can only be fulfilled on Shabbos. Habdo, they can say Samach Litzias HaShabbos Samach L'Fanecho U'Li'achrecho. You can't say Habdallah. Can't wait till Tuesday night to say Habdallah. Tuesday night is already Mikami Shabbat. That's a Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin says, if you write a get, there's a takana scham, you have to write zman. If they ban tikna zman begitna, so takana the rabbanon, you have to write zman. So the zman doesn't have to be that exact. You don't say exactly what hour of the day it is that you're writing the get. You don't have to write so precise. So even if you just write shnas tavshin pei dalin, you didn't say what day of the week, what day of the month, what month, you didn't say all the detail. If you wrote zman a little bit, so b'di'evit, the get will be kosher. More correct is to say what day of the week it is. What day of the week and what day of the month? But so the Gemara says, what if he wrote Mikami Shabbat Parshas Tetzaveh? So the Gemara says, if it's Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, that's called Mikami Shabbat, prior to Shabbos. And if he wrote Lebosel Shabbat Parshas Truma, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, consider Lebosel Shabbat. So the Gemara says, in Loshem Meriodim, you write a get, you write a star, in Loshem Meriodim, Mikami Shabbat means the last 3 days of the week, and the Bosel Shabbat, the first 3 days of the week, Bosel Shabbat. It happens that that's why you can say Havdalah. Up in there, you can't say Havdalah after Tuesday night. That's not the Bosel Shabbat. How much is, so, you can recite Havdalah if it's Samach Litzias HaShabbos. L'Hatchidah should be a little closer. Shouldn't wait till Tuesday late in the afternoon. L'Hatchidah should be closer. So we say Samach Litzias HaShabbos. If it's Samach Lefanecha, he's saying Havdalah B'tfilah, or he's saying Havdalah Alakos. On Shabbos, the Gemara says, Yoytzeh. Let's say someone is on his deathbed in the hospital, and the family is sitting around, and they realize he's going to die on Shabbos. He's going to die on Shabbos. Soon as Shabbos is over, they're going to have a dinner burning him. On Shabbos, you don't observe aninus. On Shabbos, you can daven. Even though it's a Misha Mesimut, Telefonov, you can daven Shachris Mincha, you can daven everything. But as soon as Shabbos is going to be over, then you're not allowed to do any mitzvahs. Misha Mesimut, Telefonov, is Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, Perek Misha Mesim. So we pass on like Tosfos, the Oinen. He's not allowed to do any, not allowed to do averus, but he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So the Svardashir Paskim say, let him daven Ma'ariv mibod yom. It's a big shas hatra. If he's not going to daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos, he won't be able to daven Ma'ariv on Tzachal of the Anoinen. He won't be able to say Havdola lakos, to say Havdola on Shabbos. The Ashkenazi Paskim don't hold like that. The Ashkenazi Paskim hold that davening Ma'ariv mibod yom is like a secondary degree. The Ikad did is supposed to daven Ma'ariv balaylo. If you daven after plagat mincha, you're also yotze. The ikar din of havdalah is when Shabbos is over, and if you have the big shas hatak, we permit you to recite havdalah lakos on Shabbos. But if you know in advance that you're gonna, if you wait till after Shabbos is over, then you won't be able to say havdalah. So you don't say havdalah. So you won't say havdalah. You say havdalah tomorrow. You'll figure out what you're gonna do. The Ashkenazi poskim, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham don't like this Eitzah, but by the Svardim, that's what the Svardim Shepos can write like that. If you know that the relative died on Shabbos, so daven Ma'ariv before Shabbos is over, and say Havdalah Lakos, because you've got to wait till later, after Shabbos is actually over, then you lose the opportunity to daven Ma'ariv. You'll lose out on Ma'ariv. So Rav Chisda raised the question. We have a tradition that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda by Shachris because in the Mishnah Eilis, or this name Bchirat Kavosa, we learned it 2 days ago. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, we saw it on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, had five things Chamisha Dvarim. One of them was that he had a tradition that once happened. Al Tom Shachar, they brought it. The latest they ever brought it was David Shaz Bayom. So he writes that tradition in the Mishnayos that we should paschal like Rabbi Yudin. So the shayla was, what about Mincha? Should we also paschal like Rabbi Yudin? But there's no Mishnah in Adias that says. So what's the din? So he said, Nechse Anan, let's analyze it. Rav had the practice, Mid the Rav Matzil, Shabbos Be'er, Shabbos Mod Yom, Shemar Alach, Rabbi Yudin. Ad the Rabbi, Mid the Rabbuna, Rabbon, and all the other Amarayim, Lave Matzli Arutin, the others did not have Ma'ariv until nighttime. Shmamen ein alachik Rabbi Yudim. So it's a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Yudim nachachamim. When is the last time you could have a mincha? And a machlekes between Rav and Rabbuna v'Rabbana. Rabbana means the Talmidei HaYeshiva. So it's a machlekes. How do you pass it? Hasha dalehit mehilchus alokem avilokem avin. We don't have a clear cut psak who the din is like. So therefore we say sveika the Rabbana l'kul. Since davening mincha ma'ariv is only the Rabbana. So therefore we say, whichever one you want to follow, David Kamarov, David Kamarov, whichever sheet you want to follow is okay. But then we had the Rabbeinu Yonah said, you really shouldn't have any Tartarus Asri. Not only you shouldn't have a Tartarus Asri on the same day, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam did allow, the first Taisus in the Masechta. He says, they used to dab in Mincha after Plaga Mincha and dab Mara before the Shkia. They dab them both in the same month. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't bother him. So the Balei HaTosis say that's not right, that's a Tartarus Asri. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, not only is it not right to daven a Tartarus Asri on the same day, Mincha after Plag and Mari before the Shkia, it's not proper to have a Tartarus Asri from one day to the other. You have to make up your mind in life. You plan to live out maybe as a Mishana. Is it better for your purposes to follow Rabbi Yudah or to follow the Chachamim? But make up your mind. David Kamar, Rabbi Dog Mari. Don't have a Tartarus Asri. The only time we allow a Tartarus Asri is to be Mekabel Shabbos early. Maybe that's what Rav did. Did he daven every single day? Why did they say that he davened Ma'ariv on Friday late afternoon? What did he say he davened? He should have said daven every day. So it sounds like every day he was machman not to daven Ma'ariv till after Laila, either after Shkia or after Tzeisa Kochom, whatever. It was only Lekovet Tosefes Shabbos to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. He wanted to do it ayidei tefillah. So that's why for the purpose of masif mechayla l'kodesh, the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds there's no such thing masif mechayla l'kodesh. Not for the purpose of tosefes Shabbos. Stop. But the way most of the Rishonim say, so for the purpose of tosefes Shabbos, why it can't be mekabel tosefes Shabbos? The women are mekabel tosefes Shabbos by hadlokas aneiros. A person sits down and says, he makes up his mind, it's going to be Mekabel Shabbos. How do you do the Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos? So the Mishnah Brura quotes some Achronim who are of the opinion that it's Midin Nidre Mitzvah. Some say you can only be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos if you say B'peh. Nefesh Kisushov Levate Bisvasayim. You have to pronounce it with your lips. You have to say, I hereby accept Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. And some Achronim hold the Levush, who is the most disputed Achron. More people disagreed with him than anybody else. That's what we told the story about the Shagas Aryeh. When he was an old man at the age of 90, he walked up to the bookcase and all the Svarim fell on him. And then they were trying to pull him out. He was an old man, 90 years old. Tried to pull him out from under all the Svarim. He said, not going to help, he's going to die. That all of these Achronim, the Rishonim, during his whole lifetime, he always disagreed with all of them, and now they all ganged up and they jumped him. And he says that he asked them all mechila, because he was mevazel them. He disagreed. Everybody was mechil except the Levush, because he was mevazel Levush more than anybody. As they said, the Levush was the mechil. That's why I'm going to die. And he died at the age of 9. No, not too many people lived past 90 anyway. So it wasn't such a great tragedy. But that's what happened. That's where the story goes. So the quote from the Levush, that he was of the opinion, you can mekabel a neder, whatever you accept in a neder, you're obligated to do. So he said, you can mekabel tosefes Shabbos for what? For some things, not for other things. The 39 malachas, you can mekabel. One week, you can mekabel the first 15 malachas. Next week, the next 15 malachas. You don't have to mekabel everything. They say, Amir l'nochri is mutter during this man of tosefes Shabbos. Why is Amir l'nochri mutter? So the Levush said, because it's an umdana that when people are mekabel tosefes Shabbos, they only mean, I'm not going to do melacha. You never mekabel not to ask a goy to do melacha. That's why it's mutter, because you never mekabel that. Once you mekabel Shabbos, you mekabel Shabbos. No, he says, he holds that it's only din neder, And whatever, what is included, what's not included, depends on Lashem and the Yadam, depends on the Minig and the Yadam. He said, the Minig is that they're not Mekabel fully. They're only Mekabel Shabbos, that they're not going to do Melach. They're not Mekabel that they're not going to do Amir Eliyakim, and that's why it's Mut. That's a difficult sheet. The Pashtus is, you abstain from Melach, you declare this is Shabbos, Shine. Shabbos for all intents and purposes, it should be considered Shabbos. So why do we say we permit Taita de Sasra from one day to the other for the purpose of Tosefet Shabbos? That's the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch. According to the Rambam, that's not it. There's no such thing as Tosefet Shabbos. But according to the other Rishonim, we permit davening, we permit Taita de Sasra. Usually we'll daven Mincha by the end, right by the skin of Atit. We'll make it just because of Shkia. So we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. But once in a while, and in the summertime, we'll accomplish Shabbos early in order to be able to eat earlier. So it's a Tata de Sasri from one day to the other. So they say for the purpose of Tosefet Shabbos, we allow. But you can be Moshe Mechal al HaKodesh without davening Marv. You'll daven Marv later. Why do you say for the purpose of Tosefet Shabbos? It enhances the Tosefet Shabbos. If you just say, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, that's one level. But if you daven Marv, that's, he's saying Kiddush B'Tvila and Kiddush Al Hayayin. And the Rabban HaChumash says on Parshas Yisro, on the Aseres HaDibros, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, Likacho. You should mention, Zochar means Lahaskir. We cite Kiddush to sanctify the day. Even though Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima, Mishesh and Mebereshes, when you recite Kiddush, you're adding Tosefa, you're adding an additional level of Kedusha to the Yom HaShabbos. He says, Likacho is like V'Kidasha Mishnas HaChamish Mishonah. That's the Ramban's marshal. He says the Bezin counts every year. The Pasuk in the beginning of Bahar. So that's a mitzvah. Safarta lecha is in the singular, but Sfiras Hamid says in the plural. Svartem lechem. So Svartem lechem means sheitei Sfir lecha lecha v'yechod. That's a chayvus hayochid. Each yochid is mechayv to count Sfir. But Safarta lecha in the singular means only the Bezin Agadol has a mitzvah to count. To establish the day, to establish the year, the Bezin is Mekadosh the year. So when we recite Kiddush, each individual person is adding on Tosefes Kedusha to the day. Shabbos has Kedusha, Kviya V'Kaima, Meshesh, and Be'Bereshes. But when someone recites Kiddush, he's adding on a higher level of Kedusha Shabbos. So when he wants to make Tosefes Shabbos, if he'll say Kiddush B'Tvila, if he'll daven Ma'ariv early, this will add a deeper. If he can make Mekabel Shabbos B'Peh or B'Lev, he'll abstain from Melach. That'll be Tosef Shabbos. That'll be one level. But if he's going to recite Kiddush, that enhances the level of Kedusha of the day. So that's what the Rishonim, that's what the Acharonim have the Loshon. In order to enhance the Tosef Shabbos, he wants to either say Kiddush early, or he wants to say Ma'ariv early. He wants to do both. He wants to say Ma'ariv early and say Kiddush B'Tvila and Kiddush Al HaKodesh. He wants to say both. Moshe L'Ma'adah L'Daimah, a B'chor, if a Jewish farmer has a B'chor, Be'emah Torah is born. So it's Kodesh Merachim. It's Kodesh on its own, even if he doesn't say a word. But we paskin like that Tana. Rebbe Eimer, how does it pass? Kol HaB'chor She'ivot B'chor HaZocha B'chor HaZocha Tagdish L'Hashem Elokecha. What do you mean, Tagdish? You should declare that it's a B'chor to give an additional Kedusha. The B'chor is Kodesh Merachim, has Kedusha anyway. Min HaShemayim has Kedusha. Well, when you recite Be'em Ezu Kedusha, B'Kedusha is B'chor Be'em HaTorah, you're adding a deeper degree of Kedusha. The Torah never quotes that din. The Torah in Yeridei, when he talks about B'chor Tei Be'em HaTorah, he never quotes that din. The Rambam does quote that din. So the commentaries in the back of the Gemara of Zvachim, I think Rabbi Shlomo Levilna, the Binyan Shlomo, raised the question, how come the Torah doesn't quote it? The Rambam quoted it. How come the Torah doesn't quote it? So he gives an answer. He doesn't explain it well. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that the answer was correct, and he showed there's a Rambam like that. He said that the Torah was written for dinim that are noig bizmanazah. The Rambam has all the dinim that are going to be noig when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. So the Torah doesn't quote the din because it doesn't make sense bizmanazah. B'chor mitzvah lehagdishoi, the farmer should say be'em ezu kedusha, be'kedusha is b'chor be'em ha'torah. He should say, but the hakdosh is only chal after he do this rikas hadam on the mizbeah. But bismanas no one's able to be makriv on the mizbeah. So the mitzvah of the hakdisha doesn't apply today. The Rambam quotes it. The Rambam quotes all the dinim. But there's a raya from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the kedusha mitzvah lakdisha is the bchor is kodesh me'elo. There's a din when you make a neder, you can't do hatfas of a davar ha'asav. That's a person says, the doctor says he has to lose weight. He's very overweight, and the doctor says he should stop eating potato chips. So he knows he's going to violate. He's going to eat potato chips. So he takes a neder. I take a neder, all potato chips in the world should be osa b'achila alai, like chazer. So the Mishnah says it's not chal. He did hatfasa b'dava ha'osa. You have to say all the potato chips should be osa b'achila like a carbon. Carbon is your magdash, that's a dava ha'nodur. Ish ki yidah neder, achiyidah b'dava ha'nodur. If you want to make hatfasa, you have to make hatfasa b'dava ha'nodur, not b'dava ha'osa. So the Gemara says, if I say the potato chip should be like a b'chor behema toira, b'chor behema toira is kodesh meirechem, kodesh meyelam. So that's a davar ha'asur. That hatfasa is not good. But the Rambam quotes the Gemara. If the farmer said, "Harei zeh kodesh b'kedush has b'chor, b'chor mitzvah lakdisho, kol b'chor sheivod b'b'chor chazocher, takdish l'Hashem alakecha," and they shechted the b'chor and they wazerik the dam, then that Kedusha's peh that he added on to the Kedusha that's Kodesh Me'elo, Kodesh Me'rechem, is Chal. So then the Rambam says he can make Hatfos. If it's Psar Pchor Munach Lefonim, said the potato chip should be like the Psar Pchor, then it's called Hatfos of Adova Hanod. He just says the potato chip should be like Pchor Behemot Torah. If he's saying an abstract is in Kedusha's Pchor. Pchor is Adova Ha'osur, it's not Adova Hanodur. So the Reb Shlomo Levilna has that, and I think in the back of Zvachim he says the reason why the Tur didn't quote that din Pchor Mitzvah Lagdisha because it doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. So Reb Soloveitchik pointed out the Rambam has it pretty beferish. I remember many years ago the first time we visited Eretz Yisrael. We were married for a while, we didn't have any children, so we wanted to visit Eretz Yisrael. And Mara says sometimes you're only blessed with children when you live in Eretz Yisrael, because Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu, "Lech lochem yaretzcha mem laratecha, go to Eretz Yisrael, v'escha l'sham l'goy godl." Sometimes the Gemara says, "Avin chutz l'aretz gorim," because you live in chutz l'aretz. That's why you're not blessed with children. So we went to Eretz Yisrael. So I wanted to visit all the different yeshivas. So I walked in Chevron Yeshiva in Beit Vegan. They were learning the dorm. And one of the famous Rosh Yeshiva there, Simcha Zisel Brody, was giving a shiur. He was giving a shiur on the problematic Rambam. There's a difficult Rambam, a hatfasa by Pchor. The rabbi asked, that absolutely doesn't make any sense. So Avelva Soloveitchik has a beer in his sefer. Avelva Soloveitchik said exactly, word for word, everything the same, with a little more. He even said it fancier than what Avelva has. So I would have thought that Rav Simcha Zisel Brody wants to say a shiur on the same Rambam. He has to outdo what Avelva said. He said some shot. I didn't like it at all. Ravela's shot was much better. If you want to say something that Ravela has or Rav Chaim has something, you have to say better than them. You say weaker. So what do we need you for? Anyway. So that's part of that shot in the problematic Rambam. And Hilchas Nedarim is that the Pchor Mitzvah Lagdisha only is chal after the Shech the Pchor. And the Zorik the Dam, then the Mitzvah Lakdisha sets in. And then if I say Zekozeh, the potato chip should be like this, Besar Pchor, then it's Hatfasa B'Dava HaNodur. But if it's just a Harezeh Kipchor, Pchor in abstract, Harezeh Kechatos, Harezeh Kishlomim, Harezeh Ke'oilo, that's a Pchor is Kodesh Me'elov. So that's a Dava HaOser, it's not a Dava HaNodur. So the Gemara tells on one occasion, Rabbi Yikla the Beganeva, that's the name of an Amora. Okay. Rabbi visited a certain Amora. It's all the Shal Shabbos, Bereb Shabbos. He davened early. We have a Matzah Rabbi Yomi Barab Lachore. One of his Talmidim is davening right behind him. Lachore de Rav. We see him, Rav. Rav finished davening Shmon Esrei Amora before the Talmud. Velo Paske Letzloisle de Rabbi Yirmiya. How come? How can it be that Rav finished davening before the Talmud? The Talmud davened longer than him. So some of the Rishonim had the gears in the Gemara. The Talmud was davening Mincha. Rav is davening Ma'ariv. So Ma'ariv is only 7 brachas. The Talmud didn't follow Rav. Talmud is davening Milcha. It's 19 brachas. It took 3 times as long. It took much longer. I think the Bahag has that girsa. So he didn't, when you finish Ma'ariv Esrei, the Gemara says in Yom, you're supposed to step back 3 steps. They demonstrate as if when you start Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to walk forward 3 steps. So if you should leave, you should leave your worldly activities and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when you finish, you should walk back into the world. You should take back 3 steps in the back. So because his Talmud was davening right behind him, so he didn't walk back. See him, Rav. Rav finished davening before the Talmud. Let Pascha the Slesa the Rav Yemi. He didn't want to walk back. So he stood where he was standing before Shema Minat Talas. From this story, you see there are 3 morals to the story. Shema Minat Limud, number 1, Mispar Lodom, Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Rav's opinion. The Talmud didn't daven. The Talmud was davening Mincha. So the Talmud didn't hold like that. But Rav holds like that. Shema Minat, number 2, Mispar Lodom, Achui Rav. It's permissible to daven Shema Esrei, standing right behind the Rebbe. Even though he may make it impossible for the Rebbe to step back, he make it again uncomfortable. So it sounds like it's mutter. We're going to have to see the Gemara is going to continue on the thing. Shema Minat, the third din, also lava kenegan amispalim. You're not allowed to walk in front of someone who's davening. Rashi quotes the last line in Rashi. Klemu lehipsik ben Rabbi Yirmi over lakoisel. Bima was davening. So someone's going to walk in between Rabbi Yirmiya and the wall, a couple of feet in between him. So that's not right. You shouldn't walk in front of someone who's dominant. So Rab stood, Omer Alamda, Rashi said. He stood where he finished Manu Esri. It didn't take 3 steps back. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, is that true that you're allowed to daven? That what? That you're allowed to daven right behind the Rebbe? Any, it's not true. Verabame, Verabasi, Chalfi. Oh, that's a different kasha. Rab didn't walk in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, his Talmud. But Rabbam and Rabbasi did walk in front of their Talmud, other people. So you see, it is mutter to walk. Everything. Mochutz of Dalad Amos Ude Chalfi. If you toch Dalad Amos of the one who's davening, that's called Mekomeshol Tfilo. So if you're going to walk, let's say the person is davening Shemoneh Esrei here, and the Kaisel is over there. So the simple reading of the Gemara is you're permitted to walk in between the person who's davening and the Kaisel, as long as you're not toch Dalad Amos of the one who's davening. The Gemara earlier maybe it's not the Gemara, more in the next parak, I think, as when Chana prayed, Chana didn't have any children. So she came to Mishkan Shiloh and she prayed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she give her a baby. So then when Shmuel HaNavi was born, she brought him to Mishkan Shiloh, she gave him over to Eli HaKohen, he should raise him. She had taken an eder, she's going to donate him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make him a holy man. So when she met Eli HaKohen, so the psukim are very strange there. It says, Vayishchatu as hapor, Vayivir as hanar al Eli, that they shechted the korban, and then they brought the little baby, the 2-year-old Shmolana, I brought him to Eli. What's the connection between Vayishchatu as hapor? So the Gemara tells the whole story, that Eli mistakenly insisted on having Kohanim do the shechita. The din is a shechita k'sher bizarre. You only need a kohen the kabbalah v'elach mitzvahs kuna. You have to do kabbalah adam. Shechita kabbalah halach azrika the dalar avodas adam that a miyakev. Aktoros emurim is not miyakev. And achilas akorben, if it's a shlomim, it's not chatos oshem, is not miyakev. But the dalar avodas adam a miyakev. So so the pasuk says, vayishchotos hapar. And the little boy had something to say. So this little child, Shmuel HaNavi, at the age of 2, piped up and he said, they're doing wrong. The kohen is wearing big dekuna habshatnes, the avnet of the kohen hedyud has shatnes in it. And the Rambam writes, you're only allowed to wear the avnet when you're planning to do an avoida. So a kohen would put on an avnet in order to do the shechita. But you don't need a kohen for shechita. Shechita k'sher bizarre. So the little kid said, they're doing wrong. So Eli said, the kid is right, but he's chayim misi b'dei shamayim, because he's moira halacha bifnei rabbi. So he deserves misi b'dei shamayim. So his mother, Chana, pleads with Eli HaKohen. She says, Anocha Heisha Hanitzev Simcha Biza. I was the one who was here 9 months ago. I was the one who was here to be Oleh Regel with my husband. And I was davening for a baby. And this is the baby after waiting so many years. And the other... there was another. What was the father's name?
Elkanah.
And what was the other one's name? The other wife? Penina. So Penina had seven children already. Penina had seven children before she had her first baby. So she waited a long time to have a baby. So she pleads with Eli HaKohen that he shouldn't cause her son to die. Because Mara Halach Bifnei Rabbi. This is the baby that I was praying for so many years. So the word imcha is spelled ayim emchav hey. That's not the normal way to spell it. Usually spelled ayim emchav. So Tosfos on that Gemara quotes the Yalkut Shemayni that when she was davening 9 months earlier, she was praying for a baby. So she was 5 amos away from Eli. That it's not proper that men and women should daven within Dalat Amos of each other. Dalat Amos is Mekom Shel Tefila. So men and the women should be have a hafsok in between them of 5 amos. That's a Yalkut Shemayni and the Pasuk V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh. The way to have Kedushas Machne is the men and women should be separate when they're davening. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a few tshuvas about the need for mechitzas. So people asked him, do you really need a mechitza if there's a hapsoka of 5 amos in between the men and the women? The men are davening on one side of the shul, women davening on the other side of the shul. Should not be good enough. So Rav Moshe writes it. He has a few tshuvas one after the other, the same thing. So he says, where'd you get that from? From thin air. There's no source for that at all. There is a source. That's what it says in the Yalkut Shemayni, that if you have 5 amos in between, you don't need a mechitza. But that's probably not talking about a shul. In a shul, that's a din. Binya Beis HaKnesses, you have the proper way to have Binya Beis HaKnesses is similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, there was a separate section for the women, so the Beis HaKnesses also. But if you have 5 amos in between, that's the Iker Adin. Dalat Amos is Mekom Shel
Tefila. Why is Eli considered his Rebbe if Chana had just brought him? He didn't hear any Torah from him because he was...
That's a murderous kasha. Tosfos is the kasha. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos' answer that Rabbi Muvok, Rabbi Muvok is either the Rebbe that I learned by for many years, or one of the Gedolei Hador, that they consider Rabbi Muvok of all the people who live in that generation. So that Tosfos is quoted Laloch and Yeridea, that the din of standing up for Rabbi Muvok is more chomer than the din of standing up for a different Talmud Chacham. And the Gedolei Hador have the din of Rabbi Muvok, even though you never met them before. The first time you ever met them, have a din of Rabbi Muvok. Yeah. Where was that? It's in this parish. I think it's a Tosfos on Amid Beis somewhere. Maybe it's an Einonim. Here it is. The Tosfos on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Tosfos starts with Imcha, Ayim Emcha Fei. The hey means that there was 5 amos in between. So Nat Gemara, Tosfos says he just came. So he says, God la dar haya. God la dar haya. That's what the Shulchan said. God la dar has the status of Rabbi Muvok of all the people who live in that generation. But then they added on a bol ilmut lefon. What do you need that second thing for? So that's what Rabbi Kadega tells you. Look on the Trumas Adeshin. You need a combination of two factors. God la dar plus maybe each one is sufficient without the other one. That's a discussion. So again, so the Gemara asked, Rab wouldn't walk in between Rabbi Yirmiyah, Baraba, and the Kaisel, but the other Rabbam and Rabbasi did. And for the Gemara, they walked. They were chutz l'dalam su'dechavim. Mekom Shel Tefila is only up until Dalaramas. Then it says, Akashu, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hechi, Ovid, Hochi, Akani, Davin, standing right behind his Rebbe, Vom Rabbi Yudah, Amar Rabbi, Ola, Ma'is, Ba'al, Adam, Inad, Lada, Davin, Lo, Keneged, Rabbi, shouldn't stand next to the Rebbe. Rashi says, Umari, Kilo, Hem, Shov, he stands next to the Rebbe, as if they're both on an equal level. He should have Derech Eretz for the Rebbe not to stand. Well, Achuri Rabbi, what's wrong if it's Achuri Rabbi? Rashi says it's also Yuharo who. Why is it Yuharo? So something the Shanim say. You're making it impossible for the Rebbe to take 3 steps after he finishes the Shemona Esrei if you're going to be davening longer. That's what the Bahag's Girsa was here. Because Rab was davening a Shabbos Dikah Shemona Esrei for Ma'ariv, and Rabbi Yomi Abba Rabba was davening a Bochad Dikah Shemona Esrei for Mincha. So he's going to make Rav wait for him. So Gemara said, that's not right. You're not allowed to daven Achuri Rabbi. Tosfos says that it may look as if he's deifying the Rebbe. Top Tosfos says, Achuri Rabbi Pirshashim Shem Yuharo. Others say, some people do deify the Rebbe. That's not proper. A lot of Lubavitcher, many Lubavitcher pray to the Rebbe. That's what we call a Avodah Zarah. You pray to the Rebbe. The only one who you pray to is one and only God in heaven above. You don't pray to any human beings. We don't even ask the Malachim. We had the Mishnah. The Mishnah Brachas and the Mishnah in Megillah, twice in Shas. So the Miri has 6 interpretations from the Mishnah. What does mean Yevachul Chatoib? So one of the Pshatim is the good angels should bless you. That's why Rab Chaim Volozhin said you're not allowed to sing Baruchuni L'Shalom on Friday night. It's against that Mishnah. Ami Yevachul Chatoib. Mishas came also. V'tanya Rab Lezer Rami Hamispal Achur Rabbi Nesu Shalom Rabbi. If you stand, you daven right behind the Rebbe, Gorim Eschina Shetishtalak Meisrael. What's a nice and shalom of the rabbi? If you greet the rabbi, hi Reb, good morning. Same as the way you greet your friends. Slap him on the back, hi Reb, good morning. You have to be with hachnoah, with respect. Amach shalom of the rabbi. The rabbi greets him and he says, yeah, good morning, Reb. You should be mach shalom of the rabbi and a respectful boy. Achol kal shivoso she rabbi. He disagrees with the rabbi in public about his opinions. So that's not proper. I'm a dovish al shalom with pi rabbi. A person is known as the Talmud of so-and-so. So everything that he says, we assume he learned it by that Rebbe. Once in a while he says something, not from that Rebbe, either his own original Chiddush or someone else's. So he shouldn't just say it's Stoma. He should say, this I heard from someone else, or this is my Chiddush. Because if he says, everybody knows he always says from this Rebbe, and they're going to think this is also from the Rebbe, and that's not proper. If it's not from that Rebbe, it's from someone else. You have to make it clear. There's a pasuk in Chumash. What does it say? Nasasuk lo le'acha benachaloscha asher tinchal. You're not allowed to steal real estate in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi HaChumash and the Rambam quote from the Sifrei and the Sifro. There's a Sifro on Vayikra. The Torah is kind of Vayikra on the pasuk loisig noivu. The Goyniv Mammon, it's in Parshas Kedoshim, it says Loisig Noivu. So it says if you steal Karka B'chutz La'aretz, you violate an Issa Gezel. If you steal an automobile in Eretz Yisrael, you violate Loisig Zel. But if you steal Karka in Eretz Yisrael by moving over the fence, Masig Vul, you violate 2 Averis. You violate the Lava of Loisig Zel, and in addition, you violate the Lava of Sasig Vul, Yachad Ben Achaloscha Shatincha. Stealing Karka in Eretz Yisrael is very... very specific avera, stealing karka in Eretz Yisrael. So on that pasuk, the Sifrei and the Sifra both have the same comment that if you say divrei Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'shem Rabbi Lezer, one is in violation of the sasa gvul yachem and achaloscha shatincha. What does it have to do with that, with the prohibition of stealing karka in Eretz Yisrael? How can it be? Why should it be included in the same pasuk? It's so different. So I thought maybe the pshat is the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael the first time around was Kibush v'chiluk. Mekadosh was Kibush Ha'aretz, and the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael was the Gemar HaKibush. That was the Gemar HaKibush. So the Rambam quotes an expression that appears in Sifrei. When did they become chuyev to observe all the agricultural mitzvahs and Eretz on the days of Yishuv Benun? When they crossed over the Yarden, after the Shevish HaKosha v'Shevish HaChilka, the first 14 years, they weren't yet chuyev to be mafrit from some Isis, Shemitah v'Yevil. The first Shemitah was year 21, after they crossed over the Yarden, because the first 14 years, there was no Kedusha Sarah, so they weren't counting yet. They only started to count after 14 years. So the seventh year after the 14 years were up, that was the first mitzvah. The first year ever was year 64, because the first 14 years they become. So the Rambam has an expression that appears in the Loshon HaTanoim in the Sifrei, when it was Kalecha V'Yechad Makar Eschelko, when they made a Chalukah L'Shvatim and a Chalukah L'Mishpachas and a Chalukah L'Yechidim, that's when Kalecha V'Yechad Makar, everyone knows this is my area, this is my house, that's your farm, that's his farm, that was the Gemara of the Kibush. So that's when the agricultural mitzvahs began, when you have Kalecha V'Yechad Makar Eschelko. So something similar is found in connection with Limud HaTorah. We daven every day at the conclusion of the Shemana Esrei. This tefillah appears in the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos really only has, in Mishnah, only has five prokim. The sixth perik is Shana Chacham B'Lashon HaMishnah. The sixth perik is a Braisa. So the Vilna Gaon says, you look in the Siddur, the last perik and the fifth, the last Mishnah and the fifth perik should be end off the Masech is over here, and Shebonim Esmir Harimanim Sech again, Vesara Secha. Bayasa doesn't end off like that. Bayasa has another four Mishnahs after that. So the Gro thinks that that's a misprint, that really that should be the close, that should be the conclusion of Pirkei Avos. What do you mean, Miss Yeratsin Shebonim Esmir Harimanim Sech again, Vesara Secha? We assume every person has his Chelik and Torah. Some people have a smaller Chelik, some people have a bigger Chelik. Every person has a Chelik and Torah. So just like the full kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, when it's kalecha v'yechad makar eschelko, he knows what's his, what's my chelik, what's your chelik, what's his chelik. And if you'll be masig v'ul, you're poigim in the kedusha sa'aretz, because the kedusha sa'aretz was only chal when it was kalecha v'yechad makar eschelko. So too, the shleimus ha'Torah is when each person expresses his chelik in Torah. Everyone, every baby is born with the ability to come up with some new insights in Torah that no one else is going to come up with. So we offer a prayer, we should develop the chelik, our chelik in Torah. And if you're going to say, so the shlemus of the whole Torah is when you have all the chalokim all together, Rabbi Shua's chelik, and Rabbi Loza's chelik, Rabbi Akiva's chelik, Rabbi Tarfon's chelik. And if someone on purpose mixes up the names, he says Shitas Rabbi Shua B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, Shitas Rabbi Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Shua. So that's poigim in the kedushas haTorah, because you have to have the shleimus of the kedushas haTorah when it's called Echav Yechav Makar Eschelko. Maybe that's the reason why the Sifrei has this chiddush nifla, that if you say Shitas Rabbi Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Shua, that's a violation of Sasa Gloli Yechav. Because the full kedusha sa'aretz depends on kalecha v'yecha makar eschelko, so the full kedusha sa'aretz depends on also kalecha v'yecha and makar eschelko. So that's what the Gemara says. Oymadovish shalishamam b'pi rabbo. He presents it as if he's always quoting things from his rebbe, and then he has an original chiddush, or he has from another tamachachem, and he says it over as if it's like all the other things that he says from his rebbe. So he's saying over something. He didn't say it in the name of his Rebbe, but everybody assumes he's a Talmud of that Rebbe, so he's saying off from his Rebbe. So that's like saying Shitas Ablezer B'Shem Rebbe Yeshua is Gorm Neshchina Shitas Talak Me'Yisrael. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you say that Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabba is allowed to daven behind the Rebbe, but if the one who's davening Achurei Rabbe, Gorm Neshchina Shitas Talak Me'Yisrael? And for the Gemara, this Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, at what time he was a student of Rav, but then he kept on learning and learning and became a Talmud Chaver. Talmud Chaver means at one time he was a Talmud, but then now he doesn't need the Rav. Now he knows how to learn almost as well as Rav. That's a Talmud Chaver Havi. So therefore, he's not a Talmud of Rav. So he's allowed to daven behind Rav. A Talmud of Rav is not allowed to daven behind. And that's why when Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba would carry on a conversation with Rav, he would speak in second person, you. He wouldn't speak in third person. What does the Rebbe say? In the days of the Gemara, that's how they would speak, in third person. In Yiddish, he talked like that. Whenever he talked to an older person, he'd speak in third person. Or in the ancient English, they used to say like that, Your Honor. They still do in court, Your Honor. You don't say to the judge, you. You say, Your Honor, and you speak in third person. But in modern English, it doesn't fly. It doesn't sound normal. When the boys started learning, when they first started the system, everybody goes to learn in Eretzel for a year or two or three in between high school and college. And then the boys came back and they went to Rabbi Soloveitchik's class. And they asked him, what did the Rav say about this? Who? He didn't know what they were talking English. But it wasn't in style then. What does the Rav say about this? He didn't know what they were talking about. But now it became in style again. What does the Rav say about this? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yom Abraham was Tam L'chava Habi. And that's why when he spoke to Rav, Hainut Kam L'Rabbi Yom Abraham L'Rav, Mi Badlus, did you abstain from Melocha? When you daven early, when you daven Ma'ariv, after Plag HaMincha and Erev Shabbos, did you abstain from Melocha or not? According to the Rambam, there's no need to abstain from Melocha. There's no such thing as Masif Mechol HaKadosh. The only cool is we allow you to daven Ma'ariv early. Why do we allow you to daven Ma'ariv early? Because Tfilas Arvis Rishus, the Rambam says. That's why we're Mekel. The Gemara said, because we're not sure how to paskin. David Hashad Lehit Ilchus Lalo Kamar Lalo Kamar. David Kamar Lalo Kamar. It's a Shreka de Rabon Lekula. But the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't say like that. The Rambam says, because Tfilas Arvis Rishus, that's why we're Mekel over here. So that's what the Gemara says when he would speak to Rav, and the lady is, he wouldn't speak in third person. He would say, Mi Badlis, that you abstain from Loche after you finished the Davening Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos. Amalei, and Rav answered, In Badilna, yes, I abstain from Loche. Vilohama didn't say, Mi Badl Mar. He didn't ask, did the Rebbe abstain? He said, did you abstain from doing Malach? Because he was no longer a Talmud. He was a Talmud Chaver. Later in life, he caught up to Rav. And he knew how to learn almost as well as Rav. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, Umi Bodel, is that true? That when Rav daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, he abstained from Malach? Is that true? That you're not allowed to do any Malach? But Amra Bavin, he tells over a story. Pamachas is Pala Rebbe Shal Shabbos Bar Shabbos. Rebbe had a minion. They didn't have any clocks. So they were guessing. So how do you know what time it is? So you have a sundial. If it's a cloudy day, no, the sundial doesn't help. So one day was Erev Shabbos, and I guess it was cloudy, it was raining, whatever. It's Pala Rebbe Shal Shabbos Bar Shabbos. Daven Ma'ariv early. V'nichnas l'merchatz v'yotza v'shanalam pirkum adayin lo hashecha. What do you mean, nichnas lemerchat? So the Gemara, in the days of the Tanoim, people had different things that they did for a living. So the people who are bathhouse attendants are called balonim in Hebrew. Balon is a bathhouse attendant. So the bathhouse attendants were not the most learned individuals. They were not the most observant individuals. So some of them were outright fakers. They used to, the religious Jews with daven and shul, shachar and musaf, they get home and make kiddush and eat and bench, and then they would go to the Beis HaMerchatz on Shabbos afternoon for health purposes. It's good for the health of the body. So then they would ask the Beit House attendant, did you turn on the fire on, a Jewish man, they asked him, did you turn on the fire on Shabbos? Did you cook the water on Shabbos? He says, no. He's a Shem Shabbos. The fire was on from before Shabbos, and it was an outright lie. They used to turn on the fire on Shabbos and cook the water. They did a malacha on Shabbos. So because the Tanoim knew that the Balonim are not reliable, they saw that they're being Mechal Shabbos. So they made Xeri not allowed to go to take a hot bath on Shabbos. That's called Xeris HaBalonim. So even if it were true, even if, let's say you fill the bathtub full of water on Erev Shabbos, burning hot water, and by the time you come home from shul, you go to Davin and Shul, Mincha Ma'ariv on Friday evening, then you come home, and the water now is not going to be burning hot when you filled it up, it's burning hot. Now it's just right to take a bath. So we have Xeris HaBalonim, even though the bath was filled up before Shabbos. But that's Xeris HaBalonim. In Shulchan Aruch, they have some opinions. But I'm not a bathhouse attendant. I know myself. I'm a Shem Shabbos. Maybe in the bathhouse, when you have a public bathhouse, then the Xeris HaBalonim. Does the Xeris HaBalonim apply even to a private person? He knows he's not a Mechal Shabbos. So that's a question. So we're machmer on that, not like the Mechaber. Mechaber says the Xeris HaBalonim is only if it's a public bathhouse where the attendant is not observed. But if it's in my home, I know all the people in my family. I know they're not Mechal Shabbos. There's no Xeris HaBalonim. So what happened was, once they daven early, then he went to the Beis HaMerchatz after he was Mekabel Shabbos. He went to the Beis HaMerchatz, which is not allowed. Rechitza v'chamen is a gzera de rabbanon. That's called gzeras abalonim. And then the yotza, after he came out from the bathhouse, Ishana lampirka, and he gave a shir. But dain lo chashecha, and it's still, the sun still didn't set. So what's the kasha? Kasha was that since he dav ma'ariv, so he's mekabel tosef for Shabbos. So how did he go to the Beis HaMerchatz? It was mekabel Shabbos mibod yom. He gave a shir. He went to the Beis HaMerchatz. Then he gave a public shir. Then after the shir, it's adayin lo chashecha. The sun is still shining. So how did he go to the Beis HaMerchatz if there's a gzeres habalonim after a mekabel Shabbos? So, wouldn't it seem to indicate that just because you dab ma'ariv, it doesn't necessarily mean you're mekabel tosef for Shabbos? You can dab ma'ariv, the Rambam holds, the Rambam quotes, you can dab ma'ariv early after plag and mincha, and there's no such thing as tosef for Shabbos, only Yom Kippur. So, according to the Rambam, it doesn't exist. But if you all not like the Rambam, so the Gemara here was asking, if you daven, if Rab daven Ma'ariv early, and then his Talmud, his former Talmud, what's his name, Rab Yirmiyah Bar Abba, asked him, "Mi badlis, did you abstain from melacha?" He says, "Yes." And badilna, he didn't do any melacha. See that Rab thinks, whenever you're davening Ma'ariv early after Plaga Mincha, there is Tosef Shabbos. The Rambam Paskin is like that Gemara. There's only Tosef on Yom Kippur. We don't really have such a Gemara. Rambam understood the Gemara like that. By us in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, on the base, every Tana said the same thing. The Sefer applies to Shabbos, to Yantav, to Yom Kippur, and to Shemitah. Any Kedushas Man, Yimoyse Mechor Lo HaKadosh, Lefanecho L'Achrecho. But the Rambam somehow understood that the Tana who learns it out from the Pasuk, B'Tisha L'Chadosh Ba'erev, on the 9th of Tishrei, towards late in the afternoon, you should stop eating. So it means that there's a din of Tosef as Yom Kippur, and Rambam understood it only applies to Yom Kippur. In the Gemara, the way we have, everybody says it applies to Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shemitah. Applies to every Zman Mekudosh. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba asked Rav, "You daven Ma'ariv early after Plaga Mincha. Do you abstain from Melacha?" He says, "Yes." So they ask Akasha, but you see, you don't have to abstain from Melacha. Rabbi Yudah Nasi daven Ma'ariv early, and he went to the Beis HaMerchatz, and it was way before. It was before Shabbos. He gave a shir, and it was still, the sun was still shining after the shir. So, don't you see from the story of Rebbe that you can daven Ma'ariv and not abstain from Melachim? You don't necessarily have to be mekabel tosef for Shabbos, like the Rambam holds like that. And for the Gemara, Omar Rava, no. Hahu, the nichnas lahaziah. When Rebbe entered the Beis HaMerchatz, what was he going to do? He was going to bathe in the hot water? No. He was going to go to the Schwitz. He was going to go to, it's healthy, to go to sweat a lot, Lazia. And that was a late Gzera. They made Gzera's Habalonim not to take a hot bath on Shabbos. That was an earlier generation. And the Gzera that you're not even allowed to go Lazia, that was made later. The Kodim Gzera Habit, the story with Rebbe was before they made that Gzera. In other words, once you daven Ma'ariv, Rav is right. You're supposed to abstain from melacha. You shouldn't do any melachas, not the rice and not the rabbanon. Shouldn't do any melachas. But koidim gzeres lahaziah. So it was mutter. It was mutter to do it on Shabbos. At any time of Shabbos, it was mutter lahaziah. They didn't make the gzeres till later. Shine. So what did we just come to the conclusion? That the Rav, when he davened Ma'ariv, was Mekabel Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi also is Mekabel Shabbos. When you're that married, by definition, you're Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam holds no such thing as Tosefes outside of Yom Kippur. But these Tanoim and Amar, as Machlek is there in the Gemara, these Tanoim and Amar hold there is a din of Tosefes Shabbos. So when you're that married early, that's by definition, that's Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. A lot of the women have the practice that when they bench licht on Erev Yontep, they say Shachiyonu. So, and then, if it's Erev Yom Kippur, so they light candles and Om say Shachiyonu, then they drive to shul. Once you say Shachiyonu, most of you can't say Shachiyonu on Erev Shabbos. The Rambam said you can say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, an hour before Shkia. You can say Kiddush, Samach L'Knesis HaShabbos. But Shachiyonu only makes sense to say on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, when you say Shachyanu on Yom Kippur, do you say it a la kos? Do you say it over a cup of wine? The Gemara says, no, you won't gain anything. You only accomplish that it's considered a toast, a bracha la kos, if you're going to drink it. No one's going to drink it, so you don't. It's not considered a bracha la kos. So the Gemara says, give it to a young child who's not fasting. Anyway, the Gemara says, not a smart idea. The child will grow up and he'll become bar mitzvah and he'll remember that the rabbi gave him a cup of wine in shul on Leil Yom Kippur. He'll think every year, even after his bar mitzvah, he can still drink on Yom Kippur. Mar said it's not a good idea. So we say Shachyanu Shalol Akos. So the Gemara says, let him say Shachyanu, let everybody say Shachyanu over a cup of wine on Erev Yom Kippur and have in mind not to be Mekabel Yom Kippur. Mar says, no, you can't. Shachyanu can only be recited on Yom Kippur after the Kedushas Hayom already did enter. So the women who have the practice of saying Shachyanu when they bench licht before, Rabbi Kevega quotes Rabbi Yankee Feminin's Jumas that it's not right, that the women should not say Shachyanu, because then they're going to miss out. If they would wait till the husband says Kiddush when he comes home from shul, the Shachyanu will be recited at the end of the Kiddush, the brach of Shachyanu will be enhanced, it will be a brach al akos. And if they're going to say Shachyanu when they bench lech the yotzei for yontif, they're not going to say alakos. The practice is not right. But even if you have that practice, you're just cheating yourself. You're not going to say Shachyanu alakos. So even on Leil Yom Kippur, you can't say Shachyanu shalo alakos and have in mind not to be mekabel Yom Kippur. The Gemara is beferish in Erev and Daf Mem. You can only say Shachyanu when it already is Yom Kippur, when it already is yontif. Shabbos. That was the opinion of the Bahag, Bala Lachas Gedolus, the Rishonim quoted, that when you bench licht on Erev Shabbos, that's automatic Tosef Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos for the whole family. When the woman benches licht, and the husband and the children are not going to bench licht, only the wife benches licht. So Hadlokas Aneris that she does, she says the Bach Aladik Nesh on Shabbos. So it's automatic tabolas to Sefer Shabbos for all the Bnei Habayis. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Balei HaTosfos and the Rishonim. We don't have it on the Daf. The other Svarim from the Balei HaTosfos. That the practice would be, the husband would go to shul with the son, they would have a mincha, and then the husband would send one of the children back home to tell the wife she can bench licht now. Because if the wife would bench licht before, the husbands wouldn't be allowed to daven mincha. You're not allowed to daven tefillas chol after Yom Kippur Shabbos. And there used to be machmer for the Bahag's opinion. Bahag says that once you bench licht, it's kabbalas tasef Shabbos bal korchai for all the Bnei Habayis. So you can't daven mincha then. So that was the practice of the Balei HaTosfos. They would first daven mincha in shul, then the children home, send the children home to tell their wives, to tell their mothers that now it's time to bench licht. So that we really don't paskin like the Bahag. We paskin, you can bench licht and not be mekabel Shabbos. Hadlokas Aneris is one of the many activities that you do on Erev Shabbos. It's not like Shechyonu can only be recited on Yontif. No. Hadlokas Aneris normally on Yontif you're allowed to be madlik Neris. But more correct is many women have the practice, they don't bench licht on Yontif till the husband comes home from shul. So that's many poskim say that's not right, because the Rambam writes just like there's a din of kibbud v'yoneg on Shabbos, so too there's a din of kibbud v'yoneg on Yontif. The Rambam writes that there are four mitzvahs Raman towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes, one of the later prokim there, almost the very end of the Raman Hilchos Shabbos, he writes there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, two min haTorah, and shnayim shenis parsha aydei hanavim. Zachar v'shamar are in chum. Zachar is an essay. They recite kiddush. And shamar is a lois essay not to do malacha. Shamar Shabbos one that doesn't do malacha. And then kibud v'yoinig is the pasuk in Yeshaya Hanavi. Karasa the Shabbos onig v'kadosh Hashem v'chuba. What is kibud? What is onig? So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say over from the Bir Hagra and Hilchos Yontav and Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't say anything. Hilchos Yontav, Bir Hagra writes that kibud is all the hachonis that you do in advance of Shabbos, and Oinig is the pleasure that you gain on Shabbos when you set up the Cholent on Erev Shabbos, that's Kibud. When you eat the Cholent on Shabbos, that's Oinig. When you take a shower on Erev Shabbos, that's Kibud, the quote Shabbos, a preparation in advance. And then you feel better on Shabbos when you're wearing the big day Shabbos, and your body is clean. So that's the Oinig Shabbos. So the Rambam writes, all the four dinim, Zoch v'sham kibud, everything carries over to Yontif, because Yontif is also called in Chumash Mimachas HaShabbos. Svartam Lachem Mimachas HaShabbos. And it doesn't mean you start counting Sphira on Matzoi Shabbos. It means you start counting Sphira the first day Chalamot Pesach. So Yontif Pesach is referred to as Shabbos. That's what the Rambam says. All the four mitzvahs are Shabbos. The two in the Chumash, Zoch V'Sham, and the two Mishnis Parsha, Adei HaNevim, Kibat V'Yoneg, all four carry over to Yontif because the Yom Tov are also Shabbos is Hashem Heima. They refer to as Shabbos. The Rambam happens to be against the Gemara. Gemara, the Beis HaLevi points it out, and the Galia Masechta points it out, same time as the Beis HaLevi. They point out the Gemara is beferish, that the Oinig Shabbos only applies, Shabbos does not apply to Yontif. So beferish Gemara. But somehow the Rambam became more popular than the Gemara. Everybody says over the Rambam. All the four dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yontif. Zachar v'shamar and kibud v'yonig, everything carries over. So kibud is to make all the preparations in advance of Shabbos. That to light candles on Erev Shabbos is not only because on Shabbos it's a malacha, you can't do it. Even on Yom Tov, when it is permissible to light, you can't strike a match. Mor l'resh mechadosh, we assume is also with the Rabbanim. Some want to say the Rambam holds it's awesome in Atar, but whatever it is, we hold it's only awesome in the Rabbanim. To strike a match at the same malacha is to light a fire from an already existing fire. And on Yontav is mutter to the Tzorach HaChanevish or the Tzorach HaYom Ktzas. So it's mutter, in Atar it's mutter to strike a match on Yontav. So on Shabbos, not only do we bench licht on Erev Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to bench, you're not allowed to light against the malacha. Even if it would have been mutter, on Yontav is mutter to light, to ladlik ner min aner, not to be mole resh mechadosh, also med rabbanon. But we're supposed to light the nearest before Shabbos because of the mitzvah of kibud. Kibud means all achronis that you do in advance. So it's not right that the women, many women have the practice, wait till the husband comes home from shul on the Yontav, then they light the candles. So that's not right. They should light the candles before Yontav. Same as before Shabbos, half an hour before, or before Yom Kippur, 16 minutes before, whatever the minig happens to be. So then now the Gemara is a kasha. Eini, for Gemara kasha, you tell me that after your Mekabel Shabbos, after you daven Ma'ariv, after Plag HaMincha, you daven Ma'ariv, so that by definition is the Kabbalah, you daven the Shabbos Dik Hishmon Esri, from Atakidashto. So when you daven the Shabbos Dik Hishmon Esri, that's by definition Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do any malocha afterwards. The reason why Rabbi Yudah Anasi went to the Beis HaMech is because Kodim Shegozru al-Zeya, he was Nichnas Lahaziya. He didn't go to the... He was after the time they made the Gzeris Merchatzos. But it was before the time that they made the Gzeir on Zeya. So the Gemara asked the Kasha Eini, that's not true, that whenever you daven Ma'ariv, it's automatically Kabbalah Tosef and Shabbos. Abai Shavilei the Rabdimi Bardi Boy, L'chavru Yisalei, he once daven Ma'ariv early, and he allowed him to wash the baskets with the dishwasher. He allowed him to do a malacha. After he daven Ma'ariv, we see that davening Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos, after Plag Mincha is not necessarily, even though he's Atiki Dashan, the Kaddish HaShabbos, it's not not an automatic Kabbalah that Sefer Shabbos. And for the Gemara Nain, normally it is. If you all like the Rambam, it can't be. The Rambam has no such thing as the Sefer Shabbos, period. But if you all not like the Rambam, the Gemara says, when you dav marav, it's an automatic Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos. But that story with Rav Dimi Bar Livoi, Hahu Tausa Havoi, that was a mistake that they dav marav. They thought that it was already after the Shkia. That's why he dav marav. If he would have realized that it was before the Shkia, he didn't want to be Mekabal to Sefer Shabbos. So his davening marav was by mistake. So that's what the Gemara says. But when it's not a mistake, you know what time it is. You know, the davening ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, way before the Shkia. So the filas ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha is an act of Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos. By definition, that's Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos. And for the Gemara, hu tavusa havoi. Frag the Gemara, and therefore, and if you're Mekabal Shabbos by mistake, it's not chal. Frag the Gemara, hu tavusa mihodra. Usually, whenever I sell merchandise by mistake, I marry a girl by mistake. So, Mekadosh Rochel, it turns out that it's Leila. So, strictly speaking, whenever there's a toys, whenever you need das, and you did something with toys, so that's a lack of das. There was no das. So, the Gemara says, is that true? Vitahusa mihodra, is that the din? When you Mekabal to Sefer Shabbos in error, you thought it was already after the Shkia comes out, it's way before the Shkia, it's an hour before. So you say that the Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos is not Chal. V'amar Avidan. Avidan tells our story, Pamachas, Nizkash HaShemayim Bo'ovim, Kisurim Ho'avlam Mechashechahu. It was so cloudy that day, the people thought that it was already nighttime. Nichas HaDesaknas is Pa'lo, Shal Metzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos. They daven Ma'ariv from Metzoy Shabbos, Nizpazra Ho'ovim, and then the clouds cleared, V'Zorcha Shama, and the sun started shining. Bo B'Sholes Rebbe, this was the lifetime of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, V'yam Ho'el V'Spalu His Palu. So he said, he didn't say, since they daven by mistake, they didn't want to daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. They thought it was the middle of the night already. That's why they daven Ma'ariv. If they would have realized that it's only after Plag HaMincha, it's still before the Shkia, they wouldn't want to daven Ma'ariv, because Tosfos says once you daven Ma'ariv, you can't make Masifim Echol Al HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, if you Mekabel Shabbos, if you recited Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, the Gemara is talking, they daven Ma'ariv up Metzoy Shabbos, late on Shabbos in the afternoon before the Shkia. And then they realized when this Pazer Hovim is Or Chachama. So they asked Rabbi Yoshaila, are the Yotzei davening? So he said, did he ever the Yotzei davening? So you see, you don't say you have to daven over again. How come in the previous case we said that they allowed them to do Meloche, the Kabbalah Tosev, Shabbos was all Betoes? This is also Betoes. If they would have realized, they said Havdalah before this month. They said Havdalah when the sun was still shining. We should have said that they're not yet say Ma'ariv. You should have to daven over again, Ma'ariv. If it would have been a Yochid, we would tell the Yochid, you have to repeat the Ma'ariv. But since it's the Tzibur, so Mishum Tzucha, the Tzibur, that's not right. To make everybody else say Ma'ariv again, that's a Tzucha, the Tzibur. So you make them. Wow. Then the next Gemara we saw already. Amar Abchia Barov, and Rab Sol Shabbos, Barov Shabbos, Yoshi Adavin, Ma'ariv, Dikishman Esrei, on Shabbos, late in the afternoon. Then the Gemara says, right, the Rab Sol Shabbos, Barov Shabbos, did he say Kiddush or not? Toshma, what that was, Mispadak Lashlov Shabbos, Amikdush Alakos, he said Kiddush. Vilchus HaKavah say, we pass on like that. Not only say Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush, Mamak Masuda, so he started eating. That's the Shaila. Could he finish the whole meal before the Shkia? You can be out to the mitzvah Suda Shabbos if you eat before the Shkia. So that's a big question. That's a big question. Those are the 2 days in the beginning of Perek Arbi Psochim. That's what we spoke about yesterday. When you mekabel Tosef and Shabbos or Tosef and Yontif, is it chal for all the mitzvahs Hayayim? are only for Malach. Maybe Masif Mechol Al Hakodesh. Those who hold Masif and against the Rambam, Masif Mechol Al Hakodesh. Is only for Malacha and for Kiddush. Maybe it doesn't help for Suda. If you can begin the Suda then maybe you have to eat some challah later after Lilo. So that's the 2 days in Tosfos, the beginning of our rib. So I'm Abdol Alakos, you can say Abdol. The Rishonim say you don't say Barim Minim Sam, you don't say Barim Yari Ho'esh. Barim Minim Sam is only when the Nisham Yisera goes away. The Nisham Yisera didn't go away. It's still before the Shki on Shabbos afternoon. Nisham Yisera didn't go away. And then you don't say Barim Yari Ho'esh either. Barim Yari Ho'esh only makes sense after Shabbos is over. Because Bochot taught the Marishan how he can harness the fire to accomplish them. A lot of things to change the whole world, to fix the whole world. The Gemara tells a story. Amar Rab Zeir, Amar Abasi, Amar Rab Loza, Amar Rab Chanina, Amar Rav. Wow. Look, he heard from him. Such a long history over here. So, what did he hear? That a Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, was once Mekabel Shabbos next to this pillar. And there was a pillar in the building, he says. Ki also Ula Manula came from Eretzot to Bavel, so he was telling all the stories. So he told over this story, but it's not the way they told over the story, not the way he said it over. Tells over the story different. He said, first of all, Bitzat Tamahava, Vele Bitzat Omer. It wasn't a pillar, it was a tree, Tamarim, a day tree. It wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Loz Rabbi Yossi. And it wasn't Erev Shabbos, it was Matzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos. Each part of the story was incorrect. The story happened, but it was a different person. It was Shal Matzoy Shabbos. And it was not Bitzad HaOmer, it was Bitzad HaTamar. Okay. The other thing Gemara has on the comment on the Mishnah, Tefillas Erev Ein Lo Keva. What does that mean? Ein Lo Keva. My Ein Lo Keva, what's the connotation of Ein Lo Keva? I Leima Di Boi Matzli Kuli Le'elya. What does it mean, Eloh Keva? Eilema, if it means, the boy Masli Kuli Le'elya, there's no upper limit, you can daven all night long, listening to the Seraph Kala Laila. What does it say, Eloh Keva? My Eloh Keva, my name is Vav Sushus, that was a Machloikis Satanoim. The Om Rabbi Yonah Shmuel, to the service, was a Machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel says, Choy, Rabbi Shur says, Sushus. Om Rabbi, so now it's Machloikis Amarayim, Abai V'Rabbi. Amr Abai Haloch Yedivraim Mechayver Rav Haloch Yedivraim Rishus. Usually when there's Machlokes of Abai V'Rava, Ruba the Ruba will be passing like Rava, except for Yalke Gam. There's six cases a year. Rava says Haloch Yedivraim Rishus. That's how we passing. We passing that it's Rishus. Tana Rabbanan Ma'ase B'Talmid Echad. Who's the Talmid Echad? So the Gemara finally says on the next staff that it was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. No. On the next day, Ma'ase b'Talmid Echad. This price they don't identify him. Shabbalef Nei Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Tefilas Rabbi Yeshua. So Chavi tells him Rishus. Shabbalef Nei Rabbi Gamliel, who is the chief rabbi, he said, "What do you say?" Tefilas Rabbi Yeshua. So Chavi Amalei Chayvim. So he says, "But I asked the other rabbi. The other rabbi says Rishus." So he says, "I'm going to fix his wagon. Wait till I give the public shear. I'm going to wipe the floors with him." He says, Hamtein. He tells the Rabbi Gamliel, the chief rabbi, he tells Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Talmid, Hamtein, wait, as she consul Balei Treisim, the Beis HaMidrash. Why are they called Balei Treisim? What does Balei Treisim mean? The big guns. We would say the big guns. So what is a Balei Treisim? A tris is a shield. Why doesn't he say the big guns? So Rav Cook has an essay about this, Chief Rabbi Cook. He says, when other people have a dispute, they argue to demolish the opinion of their opponent, the big guns. They want to shoot down the enemy. Talmid HaChacham are not interested in slugging up the enemy. They just want to prove, they want to defend their position. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel, the chief rabbi, refers to all the Tanoim as Balei Treisin. Talmid HaChachamim, when they have an argument with someone else and they want to prove that they're right, they're not so interested in proving they're right. They want to prove that it's Nitan the Hiomer. They don't want to demolish the other one's Shita. Just want to prove that it's Shaykh to say like they're saying. Want to defend their Shita. It's interesting. That's why we call Talmid HaChacham Balei Treisin. They know how to defend their own Shita. A tris is a shield, that you shield your position from being demolished. But you don't necessarily want to demolish the other one's opinion. They're entitled to their opinion. So he tells over the story. Rabbi Gamliel says, Hamten, he tells the Talmud of Shem Baichoy, Hamten, wait, actually, comes to Balei Treisin, the Beis HaMedrash, Kishinich, the Sur Balei Treisin. When all the big guns came into the Beis HaMedrash. So he says, Hamtana Chikon Sabal Chais Beis HaMedrash. Kishnich Tan Sabal Chais and Omer HaShoel. So Reb Shem Bar Yochai gets a Bishot, fills up Shus HaChayver. Gamliel says Chayver. Omer Rav Gan Lechacham Klumi. Does anybody disagree? So Reb Yeshua gets up and says, nobody disagrees. Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel says, "Well, I'm Bishimcha Amalei Rishus, but they told me in your name that you disagree. You hold that it's a Rishus, and I hold that it's a Chayva." Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua Mora Raglecha. He calls him by his first name. He says, "I want you to stand up." Ayida Becha. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Raglev the Amar. So he says, "I can't deny it." Amalei Ani Chayva Hu Meis. If the one who said in my name would no longer be alive, I'd be able to insist that I never said it. And I can say that I said it's a chayva, but now he's alive and I'm alive. So, ech achai, yochel hakesh esachai. How can I argue? He knows that my opinion is that Felix Cyrus is Rishus. He's going to travel all over Eretz Yisrael and preach like that, Felix Cyrus Rishus. Alo b'shim chamuli, Rishus amalei Rebisho. Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel tells him, Yeshua Mora Raglech Yid Becho. Amalei Yeshua Raglech Amalei Ani Chai Behu Meis. If the one who said over my name is no longer alive, I would have said, Yochel Achai L'Hachshas HaMeis, if he died already. So what does he say? If the one who said over my name is no longer like Alachai Lachshah Meis, Afsha Ani Chai Bluchai, Echayach Alachai Lachshah Chai. So you're right. That is my opinion. I told him my opinion. Tefillah Saris Veshus. Hoi Rabbi Gamliel Yoshev Vedorosh Abishu Aymer Al Raglav. So Rabbi Gamliel had asked Rabbi Yeshua to stand up. He didn't give him permission to sit down. So he continued to stand the whole time while Rabbi Gamliel was giving a shiur. Rabbi Gamliel saw him standing there. He should have given him permission to sit down. In the presence of the chief rabbi, no one's allowed to sneeze without permission. So he's not allowed to sit down without permission. So it says, he was standing for a long, long time. They told Chutzpis HaMeturgma. Chutzpis was his name. He was a Tana. So they told him he shouldn't say over. The Meturgma used to just say over what the Tana said. The one had a louder voice. So they told Chutzpis HaMeturgamon, Amod, stop. Don't keep on saying the drasha of Rabbi Gamliel. He doesn't deserve to be the chief rabbi. He doesn't deserve to have a Meturgamon saying over what he says. So they told Mamod, stop saying over the Shibam, and he stopped. Amri, so then Hamoinam were very upset. And they said, So they said, Ad kama tzara v'nezel, how long should we allow Rabbi Gamliel to torture Rabbi Yeshua? He makes him stand. Rosh Hashanah ishtaka tzare. He gave him a hard time. Rabbi Gamliel declared when Rosh Chodesh was. Rabbi Yeshua said, the Edom are telling a lie. It couldn't be that he saw the Levana the way they described it. So he said, that you're making Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur on the wrong day. So Rabbi Gamliel demanded that Rabbi Yeshua has to come carrying his wallet with his money on the day that he thought should be Yom Kippur. And then he said, he gave them a hard time in Pchoiris about the mum, do you trust the Kohenim, Tani Kohenim or not? So they said they're going to fire him. Tov and Avri, let's fire Rabbi Gamliel. Then they had a discussion, whom should they appoint as the chief rabbi? Man nukem lei. Nukma the Rebbe Shua, should we appoint Rebbe Shua as the new chief rabbi of Baal Maisa? That'll hurt Rabbi Gamliel a lot, because it was because of Rebbe Shua that he was fired. So then they're going to appoint him as the chief rabbi. So it'll be very hurtful to Rabbi Gamliel. Nukma the Rabbi Akiva should be appointed Rabbi Akiva as the chief rabbi. Dilma Anishlei, maybe Rabbi Gamliel will pray and Min HaShemayim they'll punish Rabbi Akiva So they said, well, who should they appoint as the chief rabbi? Should we appoint Rabbi Shua? It'll be too hurtful. Should we appoint Rabbi Akiva? The Mahanashleid Leslie Schusavis Rabbi Akiva was a descendant from Gerim, the Gemara says. So he doesn't have Yichus. So Rabbi Gamliel may pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be punished for taking over his position as chief rabbi. So they decided, Nukna the Rablos Manazaria, to who Chachmi knows how to learn. Who Asher? What's the significance of being Asher? Because the chief rabbi often had to go to Rome to negotiate with the government there. So he's a rich man, he'll be able to negotiate. Who Asiri Le'ezra? He has big yichas. He's a kohen, Ezra a kohen. So Blaz Manazai was a kohen. Who Chacham? He knows how to learn. Makshalem Ifarklev. They ask him, Akash, he'll go, what? No attendance. Who Asher? He's a wealthy man. Why is that necessary for the chief rabbi? The Isle, the Feluche, the Bei Kaiser. Someone has to bribe the Caesar. Afuazalu Palach, who Asir Li Ezra, the Isle Schusavis, who Labatse Anishle. Rabbi Gamliel can't pray to heaven, pray to the Boshalam that they should punish Rabbi Lozma Azar for taking the position. He had a big Yichus. So his he'll be protected. So when they offered him the job, what is it, Marseille? Also, Ramalei, so they went and they approached Rabbi Lozma Azar. They asked him, Nichele Lamar, the Levi Reish Masifta, if we appoint you as a chief rabbi, say the highest shear, would you accept it? So he says, Amalahu, Ezel Namach Bein Shi Beis, I have to consult my wife. Why does he have to consult the wife? So in Eben Ezer, they have the Pischei Tshuva, quotes from Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz. Shat and the Gemara. The halacha says in the middle of Tzubis, depending on how hard a person works, that determines, that establishes how often he has to be with his wife. So the harder a person works, so the less time he's going to have to spend with his wife. So if they make him the chief rabbi, he's going to be cheating his wife. And says the Gemara, not allowed it, if I got married to a girl and I didn't have to work so hard for a living. Then I want to switch to a different parnasa that I'm hardly ever going to be on with my wife. So you have to get permission from your wife. Because when she married you, she thought they're going to be together, they're going to eat out every Sunday night in the restaurant, and they're going to relax, go to the movies every Wednesday night, they're going to take it easy. Chief Rabbi has no time to do anything. So he said, I have to discuss it with my wife. I'll be din. He has no right to change his profession to become from a tana, to become a chief rabbi, unless the wife is maskim. The first, the wife said, they may fire you. Duma Mar Bin Loch, they may fire you. Just like they fired Rabbi Gamliel, they fire you. So he said, but still, I'll be chief rabbi for a day. That's also maybe worth it. And then the wife said, "You look so young. You don't have any white hair in your head. So they're not going to respect you. You look too young." So the Gemara says, that day he was 18 years old. What happened? He's only 18 years old. A miracle occurred. When he woke up the next morning, he went to sleep, and he woke up the next day, he had 18 streaks of white in his beard. That's why he says, he wasn't 70 years old. He was only 18 years old, but he looked like he was ancient. So that wasn't a problem anymore. The wife said, "No one's going to respect you. You look too young." So Menashamayim, they caused that he should, he looked very old. The next day he looked very old. Okay. We'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue on the Gemara. Okay, we got to go down Mincha. Thank you.